This is Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
These are the radio blogs of Miguel Fuller and Holly O'Connor. Because it's so much easier to say it out loud than it is to type them, dear blog. I was playing phone tag with someone for a couple of days because, quite frankly, I was nervous. I have been asked, and I am super, super honored, by the International AIDS Candlelight Memorial. It's been going on since 1983, and it happens in 115 countries, 1,200 different community organizations. They've been doing this since the 80s, since the outbreak of HIV/AIDS.
Wow.
And it's a huge, huge honor.
Okay.
And the guy asked me, and I got nervous.
Wait, what was he asking you to do?
To be the keynote speaker.
Oh, dang.
Dear.
Yes. And so I said, I don't know. I'm like, all right, here's my skill set is normally emceeing an event.
Yeah.
Where, you know, Holly and I will get up on stage and we'll welcome everyone. Mm-hmm. And then we introduce the people that actually do the speaking.
Like the actual professionals.
Yes. We just say some funny comments in between people. And
we
then
usually
that's
try
about
to make you laugh.
Exactly. And then let the people who know what they're talking about get up there and say something. But they want me to be the keynote speaker. And so I talked to the guy yesterday who is organizing it, Joe, and I said, listen, I am nervous because I don't want to offend anyone. I don't want to speak for people that are dealing with that, you know, because that's not my experience. And I don't want them to be like, well, why are you trying to speak for us? I had so many questions. And he was like, okay, I'm going to just need you to calm down for a second. People just want to hear from your perspective as a gay black man who lives in our community. And I'm sure you've known people who are living with HIV/AIDS. You can speak to that. And we just want you to speak from the heart. And so then once I took some time to really think about it, and that's why I wanted to talk about it on the radio, because I feel like it's something that we still don't talk about, that there's still the stigma.
Yeah.
And I have friends that live with HIV/AIDS, and they live beautiful, productive, healthy lives, and everything is fine. But then there are also people that are still struggling with it, and there are people who don't go get tested, and that's gay, straight, everything in between.
Yeah.
And so there are so many aspects of it that still do touch my life that I felt like, okay, I can speak on it. And so as I've been doing some research last night, I was like, you know what? I think I can speak on this, and I think I do have something to say. Now I'm just a little nervous because he sent me an email this morning saying, well, we're inviting some dignitaries from around Tampa Bay.
Oh,
we have an invite out to Tampa's new mayor, Jane Castor. And so I'm so I just know that over the next couple of weeks, because this happens in May, that I'm going to be like I was in college, in a library, studying, typing late at night. And so I have accepted it, and I'm going to do it. So now I've just got to, like, buckle down and get it done.
Is it like an award banquet? What is, it's a vigil, but, like, how is it? What is it?
It's sort of just like a memorial service to remember those that have passed away from HIV/AIDS through the years, since the epidemic, since the 80s, and then those dealing with it now. And then also trying to still get the word out that, you know, you still got to get tested, and also to break the stigma of it for people living with it. So it sort of serves for several different purposes.
I see. That helps. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
well, good for you.
I'm dealing with all of that right now and trying to make sure that I do it justice.
I don't want to say my blog now.
No, please do. Please do.
Dear blog.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We're going to the Billboard Awards this coming week.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm having a really hard time with what to wear.
Wow. Okay.
Holly, listen.
I don't want to say it. Now
listen,
I don't want to say it.
This is the beauty of our show. We can talk about something really serious.
I'm almost crying. Like, That was beautiful, and I'm so inspired by you, and my dumb ass doesn't know what to... I almost swore.
I know, so let me get the dump button ready. But you know what? But that's life, though. You get the serious, and then you get the not-so-serious. It's okay.
Okay, so I ordered something from my favorite online ordering boutique, if you will, mm-hmm. and I accidentally ordered two of the same stupid thing because my credit card payment was dumb. Anyway, so now I have two of these outfits, and, like, I was so excited about it, and I finally got around to trying it on last night because usually the stuff from there fits me really well. And I just barely got the zipper up.
Oh.
So, I mean, it's tight.
Right.
And it's too long. Even if I were to wear heels, like, I don't.
Now, do you have pictures of yourself in these outfits?
No, because I did it late last night. But okay. I can do that when I get home today, maybe.
Okay, so here's what we're going to need you to do. We're going to need you to take pictures of you in both of these outfits.
There's only one because just I one? Got two of the same outfit. But okay. I have a couple other. Maybe I could get some standby outfits or whatever for my closet.
Just bring the one you got, the one that fits, and then one of your ones that you have that in your regular rotation. And then let's do a comparison, and we'll have our Miguel and Holly family members help us vote on what you should wear to the Billboard Music Awards.
Please. Like, this would be to interview artists and stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't want to look like a train wreck.
Yeah, Holly, you can't, because we're representing our company and radio
company,
stations.
Our company, not just Hot 101.5.
Right, all around the country. So we got to make sure that we represent.
Oh, gosh. All right, I'll do that for you today.
Okay. What is hot in Hollywood?
Justin Bieber has been attacked verbally about his Coachella performance.
Oh.
What was said? Find out at 7 o'clock.